At the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm visiting with Colin Woodall with National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Colin, we are here at an interesting time as we look at some farm bill markups this week. So let's talk about farm bill first. When it comes to livestock producers, cattlemen in particular, where do you stand on being in or out of this farm bill?
Well, our preference is to be out of the farm bill. Matter of fact, our number one priority was to make sure that there was not a livestock title in either bill. Right now, there's not, so we're happy with that. But that doesn't mean that we don't get some use out of the farm bill. And one of the areas where we have members that have gotten a lot of use in the past has been on disaster programs. That is something where a lot of the guys, especially those who have been hit for multiple year droughts, it's a way to try to keep them on their feet. And we do know the disaster programs have been reauthorized in both versions of this farm bill.
So what do you see right now in these two versions as it relates to the livestock industry, and what your priorities are, and where do you think we might come out of this thing?
Well, right now, it's all good stuff for the cattle industry because we were successful in keeping the livestock title out. So that means that we don't have issues like the old gypsy rule that we dealt with, country of origin labeling, things like packer ban. So everything in there is really kind of positive. The conservation title is one that's very important. Conservation programs are ones that our guys use quite a bit. It's a great cost share program where the producers put up money and the government puts up money to make sure that they have projects that they can implement that help try to meet all of the continued regulations that we're seeing out of EPA. And then, of course, it's got a good, both versions have a good research title. And our partnership with USDA and just trying to make sure that we find better ways to produce cattle and, more importantly, protect our herds from foreign animal diseases is also a good use of taxpayer dollars.
Now, how about what we refer to as the egg bill, I guess? What are your thoughts on that and either that being included in here or maybe an amendment or something?
This is the agreement between the Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers that would dictate the size of laying cages. We are not supportive of that, and we definitely do not believe it should be in either version of the Farm Bill, just because for the first time ever, it would set the precedent where Congress is dictating a production practice, telling us how to lay that egg or produce that calf. And even though we have tons of rules and regulations we have to deal with, they've never told us how to produce our animals. That would change it, and it would also set the precedent to allow HSUS to continue their march against animal agriculture. So we are fighting this. So far it's not in either version, but it could be an amendment on either the floor of the Senate or House. So we're watching it very closely and making sure that if it does come up, we defeat it.
So moving past Farm Bill, anything else you're really hard at work on right now?
Immigration reform is a big one for us, and of course both the House and the Senate are doing work. They're marking up their versions of the immigration bill. Immigration is a two-part issue for us. One is we need to make sure we have strong border security provisions, because especially when you look at the southern border of Mexico, the majority of that land that is right there on the international boundary is owned by farmers and ranchers. It's ranch land. So they really are at the front lines. And we have stories every day of producers who are having fences cut, houses broken into, water lines destroyed, all sorts of bad things. One of our producers in Arizona was shot and killed on his own land. So we need to make sure we have the resources to protect him. But at the same time, we need a legal workforce to work not only in the farms and ranches, but also in the feedlots and in the packing houses. So we need to cover both of those in this immigration reform.
How would you characterize the state of the cattle industry in the U.S. right now for NCBA members? How would you describe where they're at in terms of, I don't want to say profitability, and the things that you're doing on behalf of those members?
You bet. Well, you know, cattle prices are good right now, but unfortunately input prices are equally as high. So you can't say that this is a great run for cattle producers, because it is tough. And on top of that, here we are, we've got the lowest cattle herd in almost 60 years. We still have a lot of areas in the country that are under drought, some 5, 6, 7 years worth of drought. We have some good rain in portions of the country, but unfortunately it seems like the rain has actually just delayed planting, so that could be a hindrance to us, and we don't know what the summer is going to turn out to be. So even though it's always a good time to be in the cattle business, we've got to be cautious these days because there are a lot of things hitting us. The good thing is we have been very successful in Washington, D.C. in providing opportunities for trade to try to help maintain those cattle prices, and also we've been pretty successful in providing relief to the death tax through some of the actions last year at the end of the Congress, and then also just trying to keep as many of these rules and regulations from being implemented as possible to keep the government out of cattle producers' businesses.
Thank you very much, Colin Woodall with NCBA, visiting here at NAFB's Washington Watch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.